Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Amen. We thank you, Father God, for sending your Son, Jesus the Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption. Amen. I'm just so grateful because without the sacrifices of my Jesus, amen, I don't know where we would be. In fact, I can say that I don't know where I would be without the sacrifices of Jesus, amen. So I know if I don't know, I know most of us don't know where we would be. So I give my Jesus the praise, not only on this day, but every day, because he was holy, amen. He came into this world to give us life and life more abundantly. And if you know without shadow of a doubt that Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly, then you ought to be giving praises unto his name. Because my Jesus is worthy of all praise. I'm talking to those redeemed folk, amen, that know that Jesus is worthy of all praises, amen. If you know that he's worthy of all praises, let's give him a hand clap of praise, a stomp, a shout out. Whatever you may do where you are, stop for just a moment and give him some praise.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your honor and your glory.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Whew.
Lord, Lord, Lord. You've been so good. So good unto us, Father. We bless your name on this Sunday morning. God bless you. Y'all know who I am, and you know what we're here to do. So with that being said, Brother Tony, will you please bless us with a song, sir?
God bless everyone this morning. Keep me. Keep me. Lord, I want to live for thee. Every day and hour, let thy spirit be with me. In its saving power, in my weakness be my strength, in my trials and all, be thus near me all the day. Hear my every call. Keep my heart and keep my hand. Keep my soul, I pray. Keep my tongue to speak praise. Keep me all the way. Leave me not to walk alone, lest I droop and die. Let thy spirit go with me and attend my cry. Oh, keep my heart, keep my hand, keep my soul, I pray. Keep my tongue to speak thy praise. Keep me all the way. Oh, keep my heart and keep my hand. my soul I pray. Keep my tongue to speak thy praise. Keep me all the way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Keep me all the way. We should now have an affirmation of faith. Let us unite in this historic confession of our Christian faith. What do we believe? I believe in God the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. But I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. We should now have our invocation by Minister Lisa Green, followed by a scripture by Minister Kyle Gehling.
Good morning, Father God, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Your power and majesty lie behind creation, Lord, and everything we experience in this life. We praise you for the splendor and originality of your world, Lord Jesus, for the beauty of a flower, for the power of the sun and electricity at this time too, Father God. And we thank you for all the music and praise that we experience.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you right now that we open our hearts and our minds to see you afresh wherever we look, so that our lives are filled both with the glory of your world and also the glory of your external world as well. We thank you for all things that you created. We praise you, Lord, for those who are disadvantaged in our world and who need your healing power. May we who are more able be always willing to understand the plight of those less fortunate in movement, Father God, in seeking you, Father God, that we pray and we trust that you, whose power is to heal and to save, work through us, Lord, to bring liberation to all of us. We thank you, we praise you, we lift you mightily, and in the name of Jesus, we pray to your glory. Amen.
Amen. The scripture will come from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. And I shall be reading from the New Living Translation. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. And it reads, Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a man lame from birth was being carried in. The one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently And Peter said, look at us. The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. But Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk. Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles healed and began to walk. Then, walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. All the people saw him walking and heard him praising God. When they realized he was the lame beggar they had seen so often, the beautiful gate, they were absolutely astounded. The word of God for the people of God. And we say all praise to the one true God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Lisa, Minister Kyle, and Brother Tony. Amen. May God continue to bless you all. Praise God, everybody. We have made it another Sunday. Amen. We have made it. Amen. God has saw fit for us to be in the house just one more time. Amen. We got one more day to celebrate, one more day to get things right and in order. Amen. You know, I tell you, I don't take it lightly. Amen. Because I know that we never know when our lights will be extinguished. So I'm going to spend all the time that I have, you know, not only enjoying my life, but giving God the praise for life. Amen. So I'm just, again, so grateful and so thankful to be able to speak to you on this Sunday morning. I just have one announcement, amen, as we are gearing towards the end of our conference year, amen. Again, this has been a blessing, blessed year, amen, for Fuse Memorial. Amen. We made it, y'all. We made it through another one, amen. This was the roughest of them all, amen, but together we did it, amen. So you ought to give yourselves a hand clap of praise for all that you did throughout this year. I told you before that we're no longer an expecting church. We're now an expecting church. We are now expecting God to move on our behalf, amen, because God says when you pass the test, amen, that there's a reward for you at the end of it, amen. So we are expecting God to move on our behalf. We are expecting the blessings to flow. Amen. Amen. Also, please don't forget, we are having our Wednesday night worship service. It's every Wednesday. Starts at 7:30 p.m. here at Fuse Memorial. The address is 456 Palmerston Street, River Rouge, Michigan, 48218. Amen. Again, that is 456 Palmerston Street, River Rouge, Michigan, 48218. Services on Wednesday starts at 7:30. Amen. We're normally done by, should be done by 9. Amen. But it's all up to the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I y'all know I move by the Holy Spirit. So if we in the Holy Ghost feel praise time, I'm just going to let it keep going because I do not believe in quenching the Spirit. Amen. Amen. With that being said, let us continue to pray for one another, amen. If you have not taken the vaccine, amen, if you have a desire to take the vaccine, please do, amen. It's still we're still fighting this pandemic, amen, and we know that there's another variant out that's trying to come against God's people. But listen, amen, greater is he that is in us than he that is of this world. So we don't have nothing to worry about, amen, but just stay prayed up. Make sure you have everything that you need in order to continue to be healthy, and may God bless you. Amen. Amen. I would like for us to come to the throne of grace. Amen. It is prayer time. Most merciful Father. First, Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us, Father, for keeping us, Father, for looking over us, Father, from last night to this morning, Father. You have kept us, Father God. You've watched over us. You've protected us, Father God. We just say thank you. Now, Father God, as we have given you the honor and the praise that you so rightfully deserve, Father God, now we ask that you would extend those blessings to those who are on the outside, Father God, those who are in the nursing homes, those who are in the prisons, Father, those who feel like no one loves them and everyone has forgotten them. Father God, send your spirit to touch them, Father God. Send your spirit, Father, to wipe them clean, Father. Send your spirit to wipe their eyes, Father God, and let them know that they are loved. Father God, we lift up Brother Bobby Cook. We lift up Sister Mary Bostick. We lift up Sister Jessie Burrell. We lift up Sister Annette, the exhorter Annette McKinney, Father God. We lift up Sister Hazel Moak, Father God. We lift up Sister Darlene Harrington, Brother Greg Harrington. We thank you, Father. We ask right now, Father God, that you would strengthen our resting at home and our sick and shut-in members, Father. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Bless their spirits, Father God, as well as their bodies. We're forever grateful for the things that you do, Father. Because we believe in the one true Lord. We believe, Father God, that Jesus is Lord over all. And because, Father God, we believe that he is Lord over all, we know, Father God, where our help coming from. Bless for you's memorial, Father. Bless all those within the sound of my voice, Father. I give up a blessing for everybody, Father God, who hears this broadcast. Touch them right now. Anoint them right now. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Together, we all say amen, amen, and amen. Before Brother Tony comes with the song, I just want to acknowledge the Reverend Patricia Johnson and her husband, Brother Robert Johnson, as they will be celebrating 45 years of marital bliss. And Reverend Pat thought it not to be robbery that she would still preach the word of God. So I ask that you would all please send them a message of a happy anniversary, because that is a blessing to hear. 45 years. May God continue to bless you, and may God keep you both. The next voice that you will hear after this selection will be that of Reverend Patricia Johnson. Amen, amen, and amen. Brother Tony, the floor is yours. Amen. Minister Lisa, I think Brother Tony is having some phone issues. Will you please bless us with a song?
I will trust.
Oh, there you go. Amen.
In the Lord, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Trust in the Lord. everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. Oh, yes. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. Oh yes, I will. You know what? I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Oh yes, I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. Oh, till I die. Yeah. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Oh, yeah. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Spencer. Thank you, Reverend Townsend. Thank you, Hashim, Hughes family and friends. Thank you for letting me be here today to speak my word to you. My scripture for today from King James Version, Acts chapter 3, verses 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Subject, in the midst. Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, was a very anxious man. At one point, he was said to have cut off a man's ear in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Luke chapter 22, verses 31, Jesus told Peter that Satan demands to shift all of you like wheat. In other words, destroy him because he lived a life of sin. We see in John 18, verse 10 to 26, that he denied he was one of Jesus' disciples. However, in Acts chapter 4, 8th verse, Peter became filled with the Holy Ghost. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, 8 to 9, Peter tells us to believe in the Lord. Now, let's move into John. John was a beloved disciple of Christ that was sent by God. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe in the light through him. Remember, John was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. John chapter 1, 6 to the 8th verse. And in John chapter 1, 32 verse, John testified that he saw the Spirit descended from heaven like a dove. Now, John had power, John the first, chapter 12, verse. And John went with Peter into the temple called the Beautiful Gate, Acts 3rd chapter, the 10th verse, to heal the crippled man. Acts chapter 3, verses 6 to 8. The difference between the temple and today's church. Back in B.C., the temple was more of a shrine that was built for worship. It was made of gold, diamonds, ruby, emerald, and beautiful colors. Churches today is the house of worship, but the temple and the church are used for public worship of religious believers. These buildings are used for prayer. Prayer is the act of talking to God. Through prayer, you can ask God for forgiveness and healing. Jesus said, "My house shall be called the house of prayer." Now in Acts chapter 3, verses 2, there was a certain man that was crippled from his mother's womb. In other words, since birth, he was unable to walk. The crippled man was carried and laid at the gate of the beautiful gate temple daily. No one ever carried the man inside the church for worship and for healing. Yet because the crippled man laid outside the temple every day, he appeared to have been interested into the temple and seemed to have wanted to see what worship in the temple was like. In the midst of it all, at the age of 5, the doctor told my parents I had polio. They also carried me and used a baby crib for me to sleep in to keep from falling out of bed. Just as the people would lay the crippled man at the temple gate so that he could beg for money, my parents also used the United Foundation, the March of Dimes, the Easter Seal to aid in the healing of my polio. Peter and John was about to enter the temple. And Peter looked intentionally at the crippled man, as did John. And Peter said, "Look at us." And the crippled man looked at him, expecting to receive some money from them. And Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." And Peter took the crippled right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Peter healed the crippled man. The crippled man jumping up as he entered the temple with Peter and John, leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who used to sit and ask for money at the beautiful gate. In the midst of it all, doctors told my parents, "The polio caused me not to walk, and it weakens my muscles. Plus, I was told that I will never walk again, and that I will have to use a wheelchair for the rest of my life. Every day, I would get physical therapy from doctors and nurses, but the doctor said, I will never walk again. Guess what? I am walking because I believe in the Lord. The Lord said, ask, and it shall be given to you, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you." Luke 11, chapter verses 9. God has the power over all of us. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Revelation chapter 1, verses 11 to 7. We need to talk and listen to our Heavenly Father. The more you give yourself to prayer, the words of God, the stronger will be the one relationship that is to have incompatibility over everything else. Believe in God. Believe in prayer. God will answer your prayer. Matthew 6, chapter 9, verse. Jesus is the best thing ever happened to us. You give us strength and joy in our life. Thank you, Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As you have heard the words of this preacher, it is now reflection time. It is now time to reflect back on your life. As you look over your life, can you see the times when the enemy thought he had you wrapped in his arms? Can you see the times that the enemy set traps for you? Can you see the times, amen, when he thought that he could take your life? But somehow, in the brink of it all, you came out shining like pure gold. You came out better than the way that you went in. And if that's you, if you have found yourself on the outside of God's love, and it is your desire to be on the inside of God's love, I offer Jesus to you right now. If that's you, pray this prayer sincerely with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you live, that you died, and that you rose again on that third day. Forgive me of all of my sins. Bless me, Father God, and use me as a new creature before you. Touch and anoint me, Father God, that I may know your will for my life. And keep the enemy away from my presence. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If that was you, today is the start for the rest of your life. You now have a new life if you sincerely meant that prayer within your heart. Now I urge you to find a Bible-based church, to bless them with your presence, support them with your tithes and your offering, and to pray with them in the spirit. And watch how the blessings will flow not only in your life, but in the life of your church. Happy birthday. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. Before I turn it over to Minister Kyle for the doxology, I just want to say again, as always, thank you to this HubNet Online Network, amen, for giving us the opportunity, amen, to come before you. Amen. We are HubNet 24/7, amen. May God continue to bless all of you, Brother Akim, Sister Michelle. You know, we're all family, amen. So may God continue to keep you in all that you do. Amen. Minister Kyle, will you please bless us with the doxology? Amen. And then I will ask Reverend Patricia Johnson, amen, to bless us with the benediction.
Yes, sir. You got it, Doc. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Okay. The benediction. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We are signing off.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Bow before you.
Raise your voice.